Three of the lead defendants were each sentenced to tens of thousands of years in prison for their involvement in the early morning Madrid train bombings that killed 191 people and injured more than 1,800 others. But under Spanish law, they can only spend a maximum of 40 years behind bars. 14 others were convicted of lesser charges, and 7 of the defendants were acquitted, including the alleged mastermind of the terrorist plot, 35-year-old Egyptian Rabih Osman. Also known as Mohammed the Egyptian, Osman is currently serving time behind bars in Italy on separate terrorism charges. University of Barcelona political scientist Pere Villanova described the verdict as a success for the rule of law in Spain.
It seems to me that this is an evidence that the judiciary has been doing with the police an excellent work. The jury has been very, very legally oriented, and I think that this is an evidence that the rule of law works and that you can fight terrorism over legal grounds, and you get then the results. Those who have been acquitted is because on the basis of a due process there were no evidence or not sufficient evidence.
The verdict brings to a close one of the most tumultuous chapters in recent Spanish history. The bombings changed the course of the country's legislative elections. The then-ruling conservative Popular Party initially suggested the Basque-ETA separatist movement was likely behind the attacks, even as evidence mounted that Islamist terrorists were the probable culprits. 3 days later, the Popular Party was toppled from power by a public that felt it had been deceived and was also angry over Madrid's support for the war in Iraq. But today, Villanova says Spaniards, who are already veterans of living with the threat of Basque terrorism, have put the Islamist attacks behind them.
So all in all, it can happen again, but we don't live with that paranoia at all. We will not allow them to not only to set up our agenda, but to modify our institutions and our democratic rules.
Spain's socialist prime minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, hailed the verdict. He called for the country's political parties and ordinary Spaniards to work together to fight terrorism. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.